Shabbat blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you all hear me? Praise the Lord. All right. If you could put your prayer requests in the chat room, we will start with prayer. I have many unspokens. Brother Dwayne has unspokens. Sister Mindy, many unspokens. Brother Joe, many unspokens. Sister Ida, unspokens. Sister Pam, unspokens. Sister Jania, unspokens. Sister Daniela, many unspokens. Sister Janisa, many unspokens. There's Gabriel and Isaiah, healing for Luna. Sister Alvy, unspokens. Happy Sabbath to you, brothers Seth and Sister Amy and Brother Eli. Sister Luna, prayers for my sister Cheyenne, she is sick. Brother Gilbert is praying for his wife, everyone on our prayer list, the brethren, unspokens, and himself. All right, it looks like that may be it. All right, so let's get on our knees, if you all can. Oh, Sister Evie is praying for Grandpa's back pain. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another Sabbath day. Thank you for getting us through another week, the blessings, the trials, and everything that came with it. And we come before you, Father, to ask you to please bless our study today, our children's study hour, as well as the adult study and sermon hour, and to bridle my tongue and all that may speak on your behalf today, so that you can be glorified. And thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, your mercy, and forgiveness, especially your forgiveness. And if we have any sin on us, Father, please forgive us and make us whole and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we ask that you to please bless and answer all the spoken and unspoken prayer requests in the chat room. Specifically for Sister Luna's healing, and Cheyenne for Vinny's healing as well, our spouses, everyone on our prayer list, Sister Evie's grandpa's back pain, more discernment, more grace, and for Sister Soom asking you to help answer prayers and guard what you want her to do, and for comfort for those in the world being persecuted, for opportunities to feed the homeless this coming week, and for opportunity to preach the Lord's word to those she meets, and praise your name for that. And please bless all these prayer requests in your mighty, our mighty King and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Can you all still hear me? It said the presenter is offline. Okay. Looks like you can't. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. All right. So, while I wait for your praises, to be placed in the room, I will start with my praise. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy, love, peace that only Jesus can give with it. Praise the Lord for another week of trials, blessings, and surprises. And I want to praise the Lord for the Sabbath, that I look forward to each and every week, that I can fully rest, you know, physically and mentally from the world's cares and toil. And praise his name for giving us the Sabbath each and every week for that, because he knew just how much we needed it. From you know, everything that we do, from either working in home or outside the home, or just doing errands or helping people that, you know, need help, either physically. Praise his name. I also want to praise the Lord for my family, my health, job, and for his protection and providence every day. I lastly want to praise the Lord for discernment, guidance, and correction. Praise the Lord. All right, Sister Evie, praise the Lord for house and pets and health. Amen. I echo that. Sister Ida praises God for answered prayer and for all he does for us. Sister Jana is praising the Lord for another Sabbath. Sister Pam praises the Lord for watching over her dog while he was in surgery on Thursday. Oh, praise the Lord. Hopefully he's doing okay, sister. Sister Izzy is praising the Lord for this wonderful Sabbath day and for the food and water we have, and thanking God for the garden and plants and for everything and everyone. Praise the Lord. Sister Ida, praise the Lord for everything. Amen. Sister Luna praises God for healing her and taking fever away from her and for healing all in the world. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Jania praises the Lord for this joyful week, for his blessings and answering our prayers. Amen. Brother Gilbert praises the Lord for his many mercies, his salvation, his many blessings, and too many other things. The Lord is always very good. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Brother Damien praises the Lord for everything the Lord has done. Amen. He does so much for us that we don't even know sometimes. The littlest things. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah is praising the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing he has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food he provides. Praise the Lord for his wonderful praises. Amen. Sister Mindy praises the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for her salvation and the joy that it brings, her health, his protection, his word, the truth he has blessed us with, and blessing her son and granddaughters with travel mercies from Texas to Iowa, and his many, many blessings and his wonderful love. Amen. Sister Geniza praises the Lord for all the blessings he has given us, for the answered prayers and his time, thanking God for all the wonderful praises. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. That looks like all of them. So I guess we will get started with our story for today, or lessons, I should say. Sister Pam, praise the Lord for answering so many prayers this week. Oh, Sister Zoom, praise the Lord for everything, for hope, for healthy food, for improved mental well-being, for a safe drive to another city and back, an opportunity to share God's word to others and see a friend getting closer to Jesus after prayer, encouragement and for joy, the Sabbath we have with Jesus. Amen. Brother Gilbert also thanks the Lord for his protection and blessings, getting our daughter and grandchildren here to spend some time with us. The Lord is always good. Amen, amen, and amen. I think we have a little bit of lag. Yeah, I think so. Brother Eli, praise the Lord for the house he has given us. Praise the Lord. All right. Maybe I'll, I don't know. Maybe I'll wait another minute. All right, it looks like that is everybody. All right, so for our lesson this week, we are still doing the life of Christ. So this is part three. We're doing the youth instructor, volume one, article three. And we will continue. All right. We will now mention some things relating to John the Baptist. who was sent before Christ to prepare the way before him. We wish you to read Matthew 3, Mark 1, and Luke 3. You can do that on your own time today, probably after service. All right, continuing. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, John came into all the country about Jordan, preaching and baptizing. This holy man of God preaching repentance and crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," as foretold by the prophet. Read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 6. He was indeed plain and simple in his dress and living. His raiment was of camel's hair. He wore a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him, Jerusalem and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized with him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John felt unworthy to baptize the Savior, and said, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" The answer of Jesus was as follows, "Suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John baptized him. And when Jesus went up out of the water, the heavens were opened unto him, and the Spirit of God descended upon him in bodily shape like a dove. And a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Immediately after Jesus was baptized, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Read Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and Luke 4, verses 1 through 13. The apostle says of Christ, "We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews 4, verses 15. He also says of him, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, they might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." Hebrews 2, verses 17 and 18. When you are tempted, remember that Jesus was also tempted. He did not yield to temptations, therefore was without sin. You may also be tempted, but you do not sin unless you give way to the temptation and do wrong. Our merciful high priest in heaven knows how to pity and help those who are tempted. Jesus was about 30 years of age when he began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. He said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." This means that they would be sent out by the Lord to preach the gospel, and men would be converted and gathered into the church of Christ and saved in the kingdom of God. He also saw two brothers, James and John, in a ship with their father mending a net, and called them. They immediately left the ship and their father and followed the Lord. Jesus went about all Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of diseases among the people. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him. He then opened his mouth and preached to them what you may read in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of Matthew, called Christ's Sermon on the Mount. This, the first sermon of our Lord Jesus Christ, should be carefully read. And those who hope to stand the day of the Lord, represented by the storm of rain and winds and floods in the close of a sermon. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 29. Must now hear and do these sayings of Christ. Amen. Yeah, the Sermon on the Mount is very important for us to read and to remember and to meditate on. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, before we start with our questions, we will have a song by Brother Twink.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the new song, Sister Luna. I love it. Keep them coming. I love hearing the new songs from you all, especially the kids. All right, so question number one. Who was sent before Christ to prepare the way before him? Was it A, John the Baptist, B, Elijah, or C, Peter? Correct. Yeah, it was John the Baptist. Good job. Question number two. Where is the account of John the Baptist? A, Matthew 3, B, Mark 1, C, Luke 3, or D, all of them? Correct. Yep. D, all of them. Matthew 3, Mark 1, and Luke 3. Question number 3. Where's the prophecy foretelling John's preaching repentance? Give me the book, the chapter, and the verses. The book, the chapter, and verses. What chapter in Isaiah is it in? And what verses? give everybody a chance to answer. Correct. Yep. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 6. All right. Question number 4. John's dress and living was plain and simple. True or false? Correct. The answer is true. Question number 5. His raiment was made of goat's hair. True or false? The answer is false. His raiment was made of camel's hair. All right. Question number 6. What was his meat? And this is fill in the blanks. Blank and blank and blank. Yep, locust and wild honey. Question number 7. Who were baptized of him? Who was baptized of John the Baptist? Correct, says Mindy, yet locust is carob pods. Yeah, in this context anyway, carob pods. Yep, brothers Gabriel and Isaiah, all people. Yep, Jesus was too. Yep. So all people of Jerusalem, Judea, and all the region round about Jordan. Question number 8. Who then came from Galilee to be baptized of John? A. Peter. B. Jesus. C. James. Correct. Yep. B, Jesus. Question number 9. What did John say? What did John say when he saw Jesus coming to him? Okay, yep. Good answers. Yeah, there could be multiple ones. Okay, yep. Yeah, first he said, I need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. So, yeah. Good job. All right. Question number 10. What did Jesus say to John? What did Jesus say to John? Suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Good job. All right, question number 11. What descended upon Jesus in bodily shape? A, an angel. B, the Holy Spirit. Or C, dove? This one's kind of tricky. The answer is B, the Holy Spirit, like a dove. So, good catch, Sister Sue. All right, question number 12. What did the voice from heaven say? And this is also another fill in the blank. Yep, all right. So I'll read it with the blanks filled in. Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And who was that voice from heaven? The Heavenly Father. All right, question number 13. Where was Jesus immediately led? A, Galilee. B, Jerusalem. Or C, wilderness? Great job, yep. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The answer is C. All right, last question. Question number 14. When you are tempted, what should you remember? What should you remember when you are tempted? Well, Sister Mary, you can't see the questions. I'm sorry. Probably because the answers are coming in so fast, the screen's going up. So it's blocking the questions. Yep. When we are tempted, yes. Remember that Jesus was also tempted. And he did not yield to temptations, and therefore was without sin. You may also be tempted, but you do not sin unless you give way to the temptation and do wrong. A merciful high priest in heaven knows how to pity and help those who are tempted. So remember the promise in 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen, amen, amen. And praise the Lord for that promise. Because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, right? So we can overcome anything that we may have issues with. So praise the Lord. All right. Thank you so much once again for coming to our children's story and lesson and participating. I love doing these lessons with you all and learning as we go, too. And it's a good reminder to keep these lessons in our minds so we can share with others. All right. I'll hand off the mic to Sister Mindy for the Ten Commandments. See you next week. God bless. That blessing.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord for the wonderful studies, this is Katie. All right, we are learning so much. Praise the Lord. All right, so this Sabbath we're going to continue our study, and I will post the title of our study in the room. And it is why the Sabbath is important to obey. And Brother Joe, if you can get us started. And we're starting with question number 16, Matthew 12, verse 8. For the Son of Man is blank, even of the blank day. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, I'll read it with the blanks filled in. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. Very good. Question number 17. What then is Jesus' relation to the Sabbath? Is it A, he is Lord of the Sabbath, B, he has no relation to the Sabbath, or C, he is the Sabbath? All right, the answer is A, he is Lord of the Sabbath. And Jesus, many think that Jesus is the Sabbath, which he is not the Sabbath. He is Lord of the Sabbath, okay? All right, next question. I think we have a little bit of a lag going on. All right. We're on question 18, Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same blank and two blank and four blank. Very good. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Very good. Next question, 19. What do we know about our Lord? Is it A, Jesus never changes, B, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, or C, both A and B? Very good. It's C, both A and B. All right, question number 20. This is Matthew 24, verse 20. But blank ye that your flight be not in the blank, neither on the blank day. I almost gave you that answer there. In this verse, Jesus is prophesying that the people would be keeping his Sabbath way after he is resurrected and he descends to heaven. All right, so, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. All right, question number 21. Looking nearly 40 years beyond the crucifixion, what day was Jesus concerned about? Was it A, the first day of the week, B, the Sabbath day, C, he wasn't concerned about any day? Very good. It's B. He was concerned about the Sabbath day. All right. Very good. Next question. This is Hebrews 4, verse 4. For he spake in a certain place of the blank day on this wise, and God did blank the seventh day from all his works. All right, very good. I'll fill in the blanks. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. All right, question number 23. You guys are doing a great job so far. Praise the Lord. All right, according to Paul, what is the basis of the Sabbath rest? Is it A, God rested the seventh day from all his works? B, God rested on the Sabbath from all his works, or C, both A and B? Very good. It's C, both A and B. God rested the seventh day, which we know is the Sabbath. So God rested on the Sabbath. All right. Next question. This is Acts 24, verse 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are blank, in the blank, and in the blank. Very good. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Very good. Question number 25. Paul confessed that he believed all things written where? Was it A, in the book of Moses? B, in the law and in the prophets, or C, in the ordinances? The answer is B, in the law and in the prophets. Okay. Question number 26. Acts 13:14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the blank on the blank day and sat down. Very good. And they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. Very good. Question number 27. On what day did Paul go to the house of worship? Was it A, the first day of the week, Sunday, B, the seventh day of the week, Sabbath day, or C, the sixth day of the week? Very good. It's B, the seventh day of the week, Sabbath day. He went into the synagogue. All right. Question number 28. This is Acts 13:42. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these blank might be blank to them the next blank. Very good. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. All right. Question 29. Last question. Okay. Gentiles wanted Paul to preach to them when? Was it A, the next seventh day Sabbath? B, Sunday, the first day of the week, or C, every day? Very good. The answer is A, the next seventh day, which was the Sabbath. Okay, very good. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, now we're going to go over our Ten Commandments. We're going to be turning to Exodus chapter 20. So please get your Bibles out and let me know when you're ready, and we will get started. All right. Everybody's getting ready. Okay, so as everybody's getting their Bibles ready, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a question. It's going to be an easy one. I'm not going to make it too hard. And it's regarding the commandment. And I want you to tell me what commandment that is. What verse is that commandment? All right, what number of commandment and what verse is that commandment? Okay, and what is that commandment? So like you would say commandment number 2, and you would say this is the verse, and then you would say what is that commandment, okay? All right, everybody's ready. Let's get started. All right, the first one. Okay, the question I'm going to give you, if you take something that doesn't belong to you, what commandment are you breaking? And what verse is that that you find in Exodus 20? And what is that commandment? Very good. We're getting our answers in. We'll give some more time for people to get their answers in. Sister Mary, maybe try refreshing. I'm not sure why you're not able to scroll up. All right. So it is found in Exodus 20, verse 15. It's commandment number 8, and it's thou shalt not deal. Very good. Right on to the next one. All right. If you have other gods before God or Heavenly Father, what commandment is that referring to? And gods could be anything that you put before God. We're getting our answers in. Very good. Very good. All right. That is found in verse 3 of Exodus 20. It's commandment number 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Very good. On to the next one. All right. This commandment is the only commandment that starts with the word remember. What commandment is that? There's only one in all 10 commandments that start with the word remember. Because God did not want us to forget this commandment. And it's going to be verses. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. Found it in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. And it is commandment number 4. And it reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. All right. On to the next one. If you desire to have something that doesn't belong to you, and you're kind of jealous that that person has it and you don't have it, what commandment is that referring to? All right, we're getting our answers. I'll wait a little bit and everybody else get their answers in. All right, very good. That is verse 17. It's commandment number 10. And it is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, very good. On to the next one. A husband or a wife should not lust after another person. It's referring to what commandment? All right. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. That's on verse 14. That is commandment number 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And we know when Jesus talked about this commandment, he expanded it in saying, if you lust after somebody in your heart, you're committing adultery in your heart. So, all right. Very good. On to the next one. You should not disobey your parents. What commandment is that referring to? What commandment would that be? All right, here we go. We're getting our answers in. Very good. That is found in Exodus 20, verse 12. That is commandment number 5. And that's the commandment also that promises a long life if we obey it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20, 12. All right. On to the next one. Telling a fib or a lie about someone would be breaking this commandment. What is that commandment? And fib means lie. Okay, we'll wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, very good. That is found in verse 16, commandment number 9. And it's, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, very good. All right, on to the next one. You are not to make something with your hands and worship it. So it could be anything. It could be a cat. It could be, any kind of image graven with your hands and you worship it, bow down and worship it. What commandment is that referring to? And it's going to be verses. It's a longer commandment. Very good. It's found in Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6. That is commandment number 2. Now we'll read it. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. All right. On to the next one. If somebody uses the Lord's name as a cuss word, what commandment would that be breaking? What commandment would they be breaking? And it just, I know what you feel, you all feel the same way when I hear somebody do that. It just breaks my heart. It like cuts me in my heart. And I can imagine how our Lord feels when people use his name that way. Very good. That is found verse 7. That is commandment number 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right, on to the next one. This is the last one. Committing murder in your heart is the same as breaking this commandment. Hating somebody. Is committing murder in your heart. What verse is that? What command? What number commandment? And what is that commandment? Very good. That is found in verse 13. That is commandment number 6. Thou shalt not kill. Praise the Lord. You all did a great job. So next Sabbath, we're going to finish our, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish our study. It's pretty long. We'll see where we get to. And then we're going to be having our Bibles ready for Deuteronomy chapter 5. We'll go over our Ten Commandments. So love you all. God bless and have a beautiful, wonderful Sabbath, everyone. See you next week.